Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there, Dan Menigan, he's in for Andy Baskin today. Baseball, afternoon baseball for the Guardians. They finish up against the Toronto Blue Jays over at Progressive Field.
It's time to check on Cleveland starting nine. Powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
All right, gentlemen, or gentleman.
But you're talking to yourself, too.
I know.
Yeah.
You get so used to saying the same thing over and over again,
yes.
And your brain just breaks. Your starting lineup for the Cleveland Guardians today against the Toronto Blue Jays. Your pitching matchup, Kevin Gausman going with Tanner Bibee. That's going to be a fun one. Gausman's a good time to watch. In left field, the leadoff hitter, Stephen Kwan, hitting second for the Guardians today. Kyle Manzardo will be manning first base as well. The third baseman, Jose Ramirez, will be hitting third today. Carlos Santana will be hitting fourth, designated hitter. The fifth hitter will be Lane Thomas. He'll be out patrolling right field. At second base will be Daniel Schneeman. He will be hitting sixth today. Hitting seventh, Bo Naylor, the catcher. Eighth, the shortstop, Gabriel Arias. And hitting ninth will be Angel Martinez, the center fielder for Tanner Bibee versus Kevin Gausman at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario. First pitch, 1:10 today for the Guardians, and that is your starting lineup.
That's Cleveland starting nine, powered by Bet365 Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the Cleveland Guardians.
Our guy Nolan Jones isn't in there today.
Can't have nice things. Just not allowed to have nice things.
You know, I'm not convinced that Nolan is going to be a bust out big time Major League Baseball player. But he had a really nice year. I know Colorado's hitter's paradise. I know had a really nice year when he went to Colorado. Hit over 20 homers, drove in over 60. And I would just like to see, as you pointed out last segment, as I've said in the past, wow, I'd love to see every day at bats for him. And I get it. You know, every guy deserves a day off once in a while and blah, 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 blah. But the platoon situation doesn't seem to be working. The problem is this. You've got a glut of guys in certain spots, and you're trying to figure out center field. We tried to help the other day. I put Stephen Kwan in center. He's got three gold gloves and left. He's been primarily a center fielder until the minute he set foot in Cleveland. He was a center fielder his entire life. And then maybe you put a couple of bigger bats around him if you can find two guys that can hit. And then you go, because then you've got a center fielder who you would assume can play pretty good defense in center. And he can hit, different kind of hitter. And then you get your power out of the corners, get a little more thump. And if Lane Thomas can keep hitting, certainly, Dan, he'd be in that conversation. Nolan Jones in that conversation. And maybe some of the young guys who are in AAA right now in the conversation when the organization deems them ready.
I can see why they don't. I can understand why you don't put Stephen Kwan in center field.
Yes, I understand.
Because of the speed, you're worried about the leg injuries, that kind of stuff. I understand all of those things. I accept those as a reasoning. Like, makes sense. But I'm with you on this. where, okay, so then let's figure out somebody who could go in center field with some level of pop. Now, that doesn't totally exist. You know, there's not a whole lot of center fielders that are out there that can do that. And I'm even fine if you're like, all right, our answer in center field is going to be Lane Thomas. And we're just going to deal with the fact that he's fast as all get out, has a really strong arm. And we're just going to deal with the fact that fielding balls in the outfield for him is a bit of an adventure. I'm even okay with that idea at this point, because at least Lane Thomas can draw walks and hit every so often. Okay. The problem that I will have is the fact that you continue to throw more logs in the log jams. That's what does me in. You've got a log jam in right field. Yeah. You got a log jam at first base. What do? You send a guy who was in right field and Jenkenzie Noel down to AAA and have him play first base.
Although he is a first baseman. He's got extensive first base on his resume.
But you're just rearranging the deck chairs. Like, you're just you basically have two massive piles, and you think to yourself, oh, I'm just going to take one thing off of that massive pile and put it on top of that massive pile. Well, make a difference.
Let me ask you this one. How long do they keep doing that? How long until they make some decisions and sort through some of the guys that maybe aren't doing the job that you're looking for? You know, you're giving a couple of the guys in right field you have this year, Jenkenzie, who was so fun to watch at times last year. Now Jonathan Rodriguez getting his chance. Will Brennan got a little bit of a chance, and then Will unfortunately got hurt. How long are you going to keep giving these guys a chance before you make a decision that you think, all right, this is better for the team, and we're going to just keep rolling these other guys out there?
I don't know. We're going on close to 10 years when it comes to shortstop. I mean, it feels like they...
Although you thought you had one in Rocchio.
Right. It feels like this is just the way of life. This is just the way we're going to live, is we're going to have log jams at certain positions, and hopefully the best one can grab it. The questions that I have with that is, well, how are you going to let these guys grab these opportunities if it's going to be inconsistent opportunities? And there's never going to be a rhythm that anyone's going to fall in. And then you're going to go out and address them with veterans that you're going to have to pay. And by paying them, you're going to want them to play. And by playing them, you're causing these other guys that you're trying to figure out if they're good or not to not play.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We've all looked at the AAA team, and C.J. Cephas is hitting .306 right now, and he moved up from Akron. Chase DeLauder hitting .321. Okay, those are nice averages. Jonathan Rodriguez was hitting something like .336 in AAA, and Jenkenzie Noel has been hitting the ball well since he went back. The difference between those four guys to me a little bit, Dano, last year Jonathan Rodriguez was one of the best players in AAA baseball. He was really good. And so he's just kind of repeating what he's done. And we joked yesterday about trending appropriately. These, and John Kenzie is done fine since he's been down, and he's played well in the AAA in the past. You wonder if those guys have hit their ceiling. You know, you hear about the 4A player. Maybe that's what those guys are. Maybe it's not. Maybe they can figure it out at the major league level. But they've had some chances, and they haven't done it yet. They go back to AAA, and they hit the ball well. Kafis is in AAA for the first time. You know, he seems to have an upward trajectory. Certainly that's the case with Chase DeLauder as well. And I wonder how long the front office decides to stick with guys who aren't getting the job done as of now at the major league level. 18 guys have had it. I threw this out a couple weeks ago. 18 guys have had at bats for the Guardians this year. 18. 9 of them are hitting under 200. Half of the batters who have come to the plate for the Guardians this year, and some of them not very much, Will Brennan only 11 at-bats, but half of the guys who have come to the plate for the Guardians this year have a batting average that starts with 1.
They're not walking either.
And I'm including Will Brennan, whose batting average starts with a 0.
This isn't the old Adam Dunn. Well, he's got a 360 on base that he's slugging 500. It's you're not making contact, and you're not seeing a lot of as many pitches as you probably should be.
Lane Thomas is trending up last couple of games. Let's hope he keeps that going. Will Wilson, who's been good in the minors, was not good in his very short stint here, but he did get some at-bats, so that's a good thing. He had 51 at-bats. I just wonder, okay, you've given Jonathan Rodriguez a chance to be John Kenzie Noel of last year. He's not hitting very well. 161, John Kenzie hit 146 when he was here. How long do you stick with these guys? And dare we say, and you mentioned it early, David Fry, who hasn't found it yet at the plate, who's a veteran, who was good for you, especially early on last season. Not as good late, but early on last season was good. I wonder how long you keep sticking with this before you think we can do better, and maybe we can do better with a couple of young hot guys in AAA.
Would you buy that this is a veteran showcase? If I were to tell you, okay, the philosophy that they're going with right now is we're going to play Carlos Santana, we're going to play Lane Thomas, we're going to play, I don't know, probably those two, and that might be where it ends.
Maybe Gabe Arias.
Maybe Gabriel Arias. And this is a veteran showcase with the idea being that July 20th, we start taking phone calls of, all right, let's see if we can get some ancillary pieces for these guys to solve two things. A, clean up the logjam, and B, let the kids play. Would you buy that as a philosophy?
I would, except that I look at the standings and see they're 8.5 back and are contending for a wild card. You know what I mean? I think they're trying to win baseball games rather than showcase players. If you're trying to, I don't think you have to necessarily showcase a guy like Carlos Santana. People around the league know what he can do. He had a great May, and he's having a lousy June. And June's almost over, so he's had a lousy month. He's hitting 178 this month. But he has a track record. You know what he's going to do. And his May was good enough that I would think you'd think he can help you. You know, I wonder about the showcasing. A great guy to ask is going to join us next. That's Anthony Castrovince from MLB.com. His thoughts on what this team should do, might do, as the trade deadline approaches, and there are a lot of guys not hitting their weight, literally, on this baseball team. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dano in for Andy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grede, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grede, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.